This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for being outside. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies throughout the day, while Tel Aviv will see a mild breeze. Haifa remains sunny with a gentle warmth in the air. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that earlier today the IDF killed a Hamas commander and four terrorists in Gaza as they were planning attacks on Israeli troops. Also, according to Ynet, Israel is commemorating 1,000 days since the October 7th attacks with protests, exhibits, and a mass rally. These events are set to continue through the day. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes the Maccabiah opening ceremony has kicked off in Jerusalem with thousands of athletes attending. President Herzog and Prime Minister Netanyahu both addressed the crowd. Separately, Forward reports a New York woman faces charges for attempting to send over $30,000 to Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. And finally, I-24 News shares that President Trump is considering a return to all-out war with Iran, but remains committed to talks for the time being. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel, posting just minutes ago, shared that the 22nd Maccabiah Games opening ceremony in Jerusalem has begun, with 5,000 athletes taking part over the next 2 weeks. Eyal Jacobi noted just now on X that Tucker Carlson has remained silent on current events. Hillel Neuer, a human rights activist, highlighted earlier today the significant financial support the U.S. has given to UNRWA, questioning its efficacy. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF's targeted strike in Gaza has eliminated a key Hamas commander and four militants who were planning attacks. This comes amid ongoing airstrikes in the region, aimed at crippling Hamas's operational capabilities. The move underscores Israel's continued focus on preemptive measures to safeguard its borders. Turning to Ynet's coverage, commemorations marking 1,000 days since the October 7th attacks began at dawn. These include memorial ceremonies and public gatherings, aiming to honor those affected and keep the memory of that day alive. The events reflect a national moment of reflection and resilience for Israel. Meanwhile, as the Jerusalem Post outlines, the Maccabiah Games have officially opened in Jerusalem. Athletes from around the globe are set to compete in various sports. This international event not only celebrates athletic achievement, but also strengthens Jewish identity and unity worldwide. In a related development, Forward reports a New York woman has been charged with providing financial backing to a terrorist group. Her arrest highlights the ongoing international efforts to curb funding channels to such organizations. Finally, I-24 News states that President Trump is weighing a possible full-scale military engagement with Iran. His current stance remains focused on diplomacy, signaling a cautious approach amidst rising tensions. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Rafael, the defense contractor behind Iron Dome and Iron Beam, faces a complicated IPO due to a fresh security review by the Defense Ministry. This review could impact the timeline and valuation of the listing. Separately, Globes has noted that Wizz Air seeks to revive discussions on establishing an Israel hub. Talks initially stalled after the airline delayed resuming flights post-conflict. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares that City People has acquired Rothstein's share with the founders exercising their right of first refusal. This move consolidates the company's ownership structure. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.